And let's put on a little music and turn down the lights. Pardon me. Good. Before we go any further today, I'd like to all of us to visit someplace. A place that doesn't exist on the physical planet. Doesn't need to. A place that doesn't take up any space or any time. It's very timeless. But a place that's deeply personal for all of you, deeply personal. I'd like for us to visit the house of Shambra today. It's the house that you built starting over 2,000 years ago. You know, just out of nothingness, thin air, I guess you'd say, you can create a house. A house is, some would call it a dimension. I call it a point of consciousness, point of awareness. And a house can be one person, one being, one angel. It can be a whole group like the House of Shambra. We have a House of Kihak where we meet in twice a month. It's a point of consciousness. Point of gathering and collection, and I'd like you to come into this house today of Shambra, and without trying to define anything in terms of what the human mind would define as color, shape, size, I invite you to just feel the energies here. It's your house. And feel how it's changed from the very times of Yeshua to now, but particularly in these last 20 years, how that house of Shambra has changed. This is a space that you've created. It contains tremendous wisdom. It's an energetic library of sorts. I mean, there's not really books there, but there are all the experiences and the insights that you've ever had, ever done, and along with all the other Shambra, even the ones who have left, who've gone, the ones who've crossed over as well. And the best kind of analogy I could give it, it's like an incredible crystal, but not a hard physical crystal, just an incredible crystal. It's been infused with your essence, your knowingness, your wisdom, your everything. Let yourself feel into this house of Shambra. You're a part of it. And it continues to grow every day that you're in life, you're living. It continues to expand every time we have a gathering. The reason why I asked you to come here today, the House of Shambra, because it's a non-mental place. There's no logic here. There doesn't need to be. There's no hierarchy. There's no order. It doesn't need to be. Feel into it for a moment and feel your part right here in this house of Shambra. This is the gift right here. that you're going to be leaving behind. There'll be a time when you move beyond, no longer coming back to earth, no longer even in a non-physical way, really connecting so much back to earth. But this beautiful crystalline energy, this is the gift you're leaving for earth. It's a culmination of all your lifetimes. It's really that coming to embodied realization. You know, as crazy as it sounds, but nothing's crazy anymore. Nothing's crazy. I mean, crazy. You look out into the world, politics, business, a lot of that's crazy, but nothing is really that crazy anymore. You're going to be leaving this gift. And, you know, at the very core of the earth, as crazy as it sounds, it's not a bunch of molten lava. Scientists like to think so, but I don't know a scientist that's been down there yet, so. No, at the very core of this planet Earth is a crystal, a huge crystal. Some would say maybe it's physical. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but there's a crystalline structure. There has to be. Otherwise, the planet wouldn't be here. There's a crystalline structure at the very core of this Earth. In these next few years that we have together, we're going to be taking this crystalline energy of Chambra, the house of Chambra, and connecting it. Not right now, it's a little too early to do that. We're going to take this house of Chambra, we're going to connect it right to the core of the very earth, so that everyone who comes after you, they'll be able to tap into that in their everyday life. That's the gift you're going to be leaving behind. A beautiful gift. The House of Chambra. And such a big part of it in this gift is going to be breaking out of limitation, breaking out of the land of blue. And there's going to be it's going to be kind of coded, kind of in a code for those who are ready for it. It's going to say, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. No, actually, you're more in touch with yourself than any other group of humans. And you doubt yourself, of course. You fight yourself. You try to take what is from your heart, from your dreams, from your knowingness. You try to put that into logic. It doesn't work so well. But you're not crazy. And when we do our connection at some point with the House of Chambra into the very core of Earth, it's probably going to be one of the biggest things that stands out for those who are ready to hear it. You're crazy until you're not. Until you're not, until you realize that, oh no, I'm really not. I was actually, the word isn't quite right, but I was right all the way along. I just didn't let myself realize it. Let's take a good deep breath here in the House of Chambra.